Mom, but she put out a Krishna Prasad with today. She Mati Bhakti Gakta Samanitana. Namaste, so sorry, did you go over any picture any? Let us say, Shasam Yavadi, but started this time. We are all here, certainly by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Without Srila Prabhupada's devotion, his surrender, and his such a burning desire to establish a temple, and he called it first, he first desired to establish what he called an American house. Because they were his disciples, were his followers, were first, they were from New York and Americans. And but he had immediately, he had a desire to bring his disciples, his followers, to Vrindavan. And because he had such a strong desire, he had such a strong taste for Vrindavan. Even one time I had the fortune, when before Krishna Balaram Mandir was being built, but his house was built, his Holiness Satsrupa Maharaj was serving Prabhupada, and he asked me to fan Prabhupada while he was taking prasadam, because he knew I wouldn't talk to him and ask him so many questions and disturb his meal. So, but then Prabhupada, I was just fanning him, and then Prabhupada turned to me and said, "So, how do you like Vrindavan?" And it had all the enthusiasm of his own personal love for Vrindavan. So we are here because of that, because he was a real Brijbasi on every level. But so we owe everything to Prabhupada, but it's not only Prabhupada who brought us here. We were also brought here by the divine mercy and arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'd like to read a prayer by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because if we can, I'll read three sets of prayers, and each one of them have a different flavor to them, and each one of them will help set our mood to be able to participate in the Krishna Katha and to be able to benefit from the incredible fortune that we have to be sitting here and hearing and chanting about Krishna in the shade of Giriraj Govardhan. So this one is Sri Satchinandana Vijayastakam. Eight prayers describing the glories of Sri Satchinanda. One day, Gadadhar Pandit heard the following words. "Oh, Gadadhar, I saw the most extraordinary person on the road to Gaya. His form was very handsome, and he roared just like a thundercloud. His eyes rained tears as if they had become rain clouds, and he rolled about on the ground, his voice choked up in the ecstasy of love of God. All glories to that Lord, the son of Sachi Devi. All glories to that Lord, the son of Sachi Devi. Oh, what kind of extraordinary state has he attained? Although he is the leader of the scholars, he no longer delights in study. When he holds class, surrounded by his pupils, his students, if he hears the sound Hari, he begins to tremble. All glories to that Lord, the son of Sachi.
All glories to that Lord, the son of Sachi.
Once during class, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interrupted a student and asked, "What are you saying? Instead of these verbs, you should constantly repeat the name of Krishna, the most famous of all words according to the Vedas." "Oh, students, without Krishna, what benefit can verbs give? All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sakhi Devi, who chants his own holy name in that way. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sakhi Devi, who chants his own holy name in that way. No matter what the particular type topic of study was, he would smile. He would instruct his astonished grammar students in this way. Oh, students, please place the two large eyes of Sri Krishna, which are as beautiful as two lotus petals, within your hearts. And please place his lotus feet within your hearts in the same way. All glories to that Lord, the son of Sakhi Devi.
All glories to that Lord, the son of Sakhi Devi.
At other times, the Lord would say, oh friend, where shall I go and what shall I do to attain Lord Hari? Who will show him to me? Please tell me, who will help me in this way? Speaking thus, the Lord ran here and there and rolled about on the ground. The devotees, their throats filled with grief, called out to him. In this way, the Lord caused his mother Sakhi Devi to faint. All glories to that Lord, the son of Sakhi Devi.
All glories to that Lord, the son of Sakhi Devi.
The reflection of the splendid beauty of the Lord is not attainable even by millions of cupids. And with that splendor, the Lord uproots the darkness of the ignorance of the age of Kali. Descending with the principal demigods, the Lord delighted the eyes of the residents of this earth planet. All glories to that effulgent Lord, the son of Sakhi Devi. All glories to that effulgent Lord, the son of Sakhi Devi. He is like a golden mountain that scatters jewels of pure love of God. Because of his great mercy, he wandered on this earth planet. That Lord, known as Vishwambara, the maintainer of the universe, inundated his own universe with the currents of the Ganga River of tears of love of Godhead that flowed from his eyes. All glories to that Lord, the son of Sakhi Devi.
All glories to that Lord, the son of Sakhi Devi.
Lord Krishna said to Uddhav, what is the condition of Srimati Radharani now that I have come to Mathura? Please tell me so that I may understand. In order to fulfill his own desire, Sri Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, has descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste the mellows of his own devotional service. O Lord, O son of Sakhi Devi, O ocean of transcendental qualities, please place in your abode all those who hear and read these eight verses and are full of faith in your lotus feet. Please accept those readers whose intelligence is pure and who follow in the footsteps of the great devotees headed by Sri Rupa Goswami, who are full of great love for you. So take a moment now and pray to Giriraj so that some, even if it's a faint glimmer of mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will take over your heart, or at least reflect into your heart and give it light. Second, I would like to read a short part of the words, just 14 verses, of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's Brajvati Chintamani, where he speaks of Giriraj Govardhan. Now, if you could just look at Giriraj Govardhan while I'm reading this, and if you can simultaneously hear with full attention and somehow open your heart and offer prayers to Giriraj. That would be very nice. Govardhan Hill is like a flag of intense sweetness placed in the opulent land of Vrindavan. As the king of mountains, Govardhan Hill offers very pleasing service to the young prince of Braja. The rocks of Govardhan Hill are many kinds of splendid jewels that provide thrones, sitting couches, and other kinds of furniture for Sri Krishna, the supreme monarch of all nectar mellows. Govardhan Hill's beautiful forests and caves are Krishna's nectar pastime palaces, and each one is perfect for the supreme good fortune of his beloved and her friends. Govardhan Hill's trees and vines serve Sri Krishna by offering him blossoming branches with sweet fruits and flowers filled with honey, nectar, and fragrant pollen. The red, the vermilion, the yellow, and other colored pigments of Govardhan Hill decorate Lord Krishna's transcendental body for the pleasure of his beloved gopis. The fragrance of musk that is left by the deer, as well as the kunkum, the camphor, and the agaru that is naturally produced by Govardhan Hill, were all used to give a sweet fragrance to the transcendental body of Sri Krishna. On Govardhan Hill, there is a very pleasant grove of sandalwood trees. Although snakes generally go to where there is a sandalwood tree, no snakes ever come here. Or, if sometimes a snake may come, it is not poisonous. Or, if sometimes a poisonous snake may come, its poison is automatically counteracted and it can do no harm. As the best servant of Lord Hari, Govardhan Hill has made this wonderful arrangement for the Lord's pleasure. One time, a Bauma, a contrary, doe-eyed gopi left Sri Krishna. A short time afterwards, she saw on the road a snake. Frightened, she immediately took shelter of Krishna. She embraced him in fear and begged him for protection. As Lord Hari's best servant, Govardhan Hill made all these nectarian arrangements for his pastimes. The rocks of Govardhan Hill are all precious gems. Some are sapphires, some are emeralds, some are rubies or crystals. They provide the perfect backdrop for Lord Krishna's pastimes. If, while walking on Govardhan, Krishna's elder brother Balaram sees a series of golden stones, he thinks, the daughter of King Brishabhanu must have just now walked before me, and he immediately changes course to avoid an awkward situation. In the same way, if she Radhika, sees a series of crystal stones, she thinks, Balaram must have just now walked before me, and she changes her course. If, on Govardhan Hill, which is the best of Lord Hari's servants, Sri Krishna sees a golden stone, he takes it to be his beloved. In the same way, his beloved, when she sees a sapphire, she assumes that it is her beloved. The gopis' necklaces, ornaments, and red foot cosmetics lack betonuts and other paraphernalia. They look at the beauty of Govardhan Hills groves and caves. Who would not become enchanted by the beauty of Govardhan Hill? Sri Krishna is the sapphire, and the gopis the golden necklaces that ornament Govardhan Hill. The pastimes of Krishna and the gopis are the sons and daughters of Govardhan Hill. Who is able to describe the glories of Govardhan Hill? The peacocks dance enthusiastically. The bees, the cuckoos, coil, they sing melodiously, and many other birds chirp a rhythmic accompaniment as they all gaze on the service to Lord Hari done by Govardhan Hill, who is the best of Lord Hari's servants. So we're under the shelter of Giriraj, so please offer a prayer to Giriraj. Once when Srila Prabhupada was walking, I believe it was in Los Angeles, he saw a motor vehicle, a car, that was of a particular type. It was called a Thunderbird. And when he saw the Thunderbird, he started speaking about this particular prayer of Srila Rupa Goswami. So there are two prayers that I would like to read. And these two prayers, they have the exact mood that we should try to keep with us as we, of course, live our life, but live our life under the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan for the next week. Virachayam mayadandam dinabandhu dayamva Gatirihana bhavata kachiranya namaste Nipatatu satakoti nimalamba navambas Tarapikila payora stuyate satakena. O Lord of the poor, do with me as you like. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except your lordship. The chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. This is the nature of an exalted soul, is taking shelter of Krishna. He has nowhere to go other than to Krishna. And however Krishna deals with him, and then this second verse. Pachinanam bajaram matulam duskaram finvito me Narayasena jarati hridayam bhakti laisala sasya Vishwadrachim magahara tavakanya karunya vichim Asha binduksitam idam upetyantre hant saityam. I am very weak and lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. So when I hear of the unparalleled, difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with anguish and despair. But O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that your waves of mercy splash everyone, from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope.